Federal water officials decided this week that there's enough water in Lake Mead to keep up with deliveries in Arizona, Nevada, and California next year. But a likely shortfall the following year has a regional business group calling for action. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Downstream users of the Colorado River were happy to hear that the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation won't begin emergency cuts next year in the water Lake Mead provides. That's because the lake is a few feet higher than a mandatory cutoff level.
The bad news is that we barely missed it, and we still remain dangerously close to automatic cuts, and the study shows a high probability of shortage in 2018 and beyond.
Nicole Gonzalez-Patterson is the Arizona State Chair of Protect the Flows. It's a network of 1,100 businesses, and it's calling for more innovation and conservation to support a healthy Colorado River system. The Colorado supports more than 35 million people and $1.7 trillion in economic activity, about $70 billion of that in Utah. Gonzalez-Patterson says using water wisely is essential, especially for businesses.
Conservation is our cheapest, our low-hanging fruit. And I think that absolutely we should be talking more about that. There's always more we can do.
The call for conservation comes just as the Utah Division of Water Resources steps up its H2 Oath Games. Four winning cities will receive a $5,000 grant based on the number of residents who pledge to conserve water. Judy Faze, KUER News.